In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor John Fallahy, as he shares the truth for the day.
Hi, this is Pastor John, discipleship pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and I'm so glad you could join us for this morning's journey through the book of Exodus. Today, we're wrapping up the last commandment, commandment number 10. And boy, it is a challenging one. It's another one of those verses that touches every single one of our lives. Let me read Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Now, you're probably saying, thank the Lord that my neighbor doesn't have an ox. I don't have to worry about this commandment. Unfortunately, we do take the Bible literally, but we also need to principalize it too. And your neighbor may not have an ox, but if they have a Lexus and you're coveting it, well, that qualifies. Now, Deuteronomy 5:21 repeats this with just a little more nuance. It says, you shall not desire your neighbor's house. It uses this word desire. So we have the word covet and we have the word desire, two different Hebrew words for the same commandment. Covet means to crave, to find pleasure, to desire passionately, where desire means to crave as well, long for and long after, to dwell. So these words are almost like two sides of the same coin, but different in enough distinction to emphasize some subtleties here. The finding pleasure, the longing after. Now, cultural insight. In the past, in ancient Near Eastern writings, coveting was sometimes described as, listen to this, to lift the eyes. Coveting cannot be detected, though, and punished until after the crime is committed. Very important distinction here. So who sees the coveting? You do, if you're coveting, and the Lord does. And it's interesting that the Lord places this at the end of the list. In case you're sitting there and thinking you're self-righteous and that you have not broken any of these commandments, he comes to the last one, coveting. What's going on inside your heart, which is really the heartbeat on all these commandments. The truth is, isn't it, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence? We have these longing eyes that we desire and covet, that which we simply do not have. Here's a quote for you. The general who advances without coveting fame and retreats without fearing disgrace, whose only thought is to protect his country and do good service for his sovereign, is the jewel of the kingdom. Now, it's not too often I'm going to be quoting you Sun Tzu from his famous book, The Art of War, but I appreciated the insight here about coveting, in this case, fame. And it's another example of how this commandment can really expand into other areas of our life. Don't think of coveting as strictly material gain. You may covet someone's looks, someone's friends, someone's lifestyle, someone's reputation, someone's intellectual ability. There are so many things that you just may want to desire that are frankly out of your grasp. All of that falls under this umbrella. It's comprehensive and it's all inclusive. In fact, if you look closely at the scriptures on this particular commandment, there's seven items listed here. And what's so amazing as you're reading this is that it's actually God covering all areas of life. For example, number one is the house. Number two is the wife. Number three is the male servant. Four is the female servant. Five is the ox. Six is a donkey. And then seven is anything. This represents all the areas of our life. And it's pretty amazing how comprehensive it really is, especially that last part, anything. So reputation, relationships, means, material wealth, and anything else you can think of, all inclusive in this single command. This is the mind of God. And the progression is from the macro, that's the big picture, to the micro, to the smallest of things. A house is big, where a donkey is small. And it's the same word as desirable, by the way, this idea of covet. Genesis 3:6. So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree, get this, desirable to make one wise. It's a different way of looking at covet. She coveted it within to make one wise. She coveted to be wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. 1 John 2:16 looks back at this passage, this great transgression and sin, and summarizes it this way. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. You see the coveting. That's what lusting is. It's a desire after it. This verse touches so much of our life. So many conflicts can be boiled down to this one particular command. How about when you get into an argument with your spouse? You covet them respecting you, and you don't get it. And so then you sin in order to get it. This is just one example in our life, how coveting can have significant implications for our relationships. This command reaches into the very heart and affection of one's inner being. This commandment acknowledges the sin of the heart. Question, how much conflict in your life has arisen out of covetousness? Think about children, if you have any children, or think about when you were a little kid, how many times, if you had a brother or sister, did you argue, this is mine? Think about Christmas as a young child. You got all these presents, and then your little brother or little sister, older brother, older sister has something you didn't get, and you refuse to share your presents, but they must share what they have. I mean, this is our nature. We were born with this sinful nature. We don't have to be taught to be covetous. It is who we are. James 4:1, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace? Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This passage just flows with a condemnation of the inner lusting that we have and how that leads to conflict. Just look at robbery and corporate espionage and white collar crime and blue collar crime, crimes in general, all break down to this. I'm going to take from you what I want. Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. There is that parallel with desire and covet again. For apart from the law, sin was dead. What an indictment and a reminder of how easy it is for us to begin to allow the lusts in us, the desires in us, to capture us. And those idols in the heart turn into sinful thoughts, which result in sinful behavior. You know, it's kind of interesting, too. God brings this from other angles. Exodus 34:23, three times in the year, all the young men shall appear before the Lord God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Now, listen to this. Neither will any man covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God three times in a year. I find this absolutely fascinating, how the Lord can move among unbelievers to either desire or not desire something. This means, and the implication is very serious here. If you look at wars and rumors of wars, one country taking over another, I agree, it's all the responsibility of men and their decisions. But how much of that has God allowed as a judgment? How many wars have started because of coveting and the devastating effects it has on people? Think of Achan, Joshua 7:21. When I saw the spoils, a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels. I coveted them and took them, and there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it. So God sends Israel into the land to fight this battle of Ai, and they lose. They lost because Achan and his family had broken the rule. You shall not take anything. He took it. He buried it. It was discovered. And him, his wife, his children, they were all killed. They were punished for breaking and violating the sin because, think about it, their sin resulted in the death of other Israelites in war. See, your sin, it never just affects you alone. There's always collateral damage. Psalm 119, verse 35, make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. See, we need to be praying to the Lord like the psalmist, asking God to protect us from ourselves. Verse 37, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. And that's exactly what it is. And revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Proverbs 21, 26, he covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. A true contrast. Implication, let me just read a few more passages as we wrap up this commandment. 2 Samuel 11, 2, then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. You know this passage. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. And that's how it all began, the beginning of the end of David's reign. So many troubles. And if you actually look at the book of 2 Samuel, is actually, picture it like a rooftop, a rooftop. And so you see David's growth and his rise. And then he's at this roof at the apex of his kingdom. And then he desires Bathsheba. And at that point, it's a decline of his kingdom. So sad and yet so unnecessary. Micah 2:2, they covet fields and take them by violence, also houses and seize them. So they oppress a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. Habakkuk 2:9, woe to him who covets evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high. And that's a picture of thinking that you can set your house in some protected place that no one can access. It's really playing off of a bird in a mountain view area. That he may be delivered from the power of disaster. 1 Samuel 8:19, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel and said, no, but we will have a king over us, that we may be like all the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Let me end with this last question. How is the world alluring you to be discontent with what you have or calling you to desire something forbidden? I pray this prayer for each one of you listening today into this message. Ask the Lord to help you be content and not to desire something forbidden. Pray that prayer. Ask God for help, and maybe you can find a change in your life and deliverance. The law kills, but the Spirit gives life. And may you find freedom in Christ as He changes your affections for Him and not for the things of this world.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program or have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.